in pure military terms, leaving aside the broader context here, which causes me some qualms, but just looking at the military dynamics, I think this is a relatively appealing option for the United States. We can conduct this kind of an operation a little further away from Iran's shores. We don't have to be right there at the Strait of Hormuz. We certainly have the capability to do widespread reconnaissance across that whole region as it opens up into the broader Arabian Sea and Indian Ocean. And, you know, I think we can do it, knock on wood, with limited risk and loss of life to anybody. But that's just the next tactical move. It's not necessarily going to tell you how this thing ends. And moreover, by doing this, it would potentially drive up world oil prices substantially more than we've seen them go up already. Because, as you know, some oil's been getting through at Iran's discretion, and now the president seems to be saying that nothing's going to get through. We'll see how it plays out. But, you know, it has its own risks. But in narrow military terms, I think it's a better option than, let's say, some of the limited ground incursions that people have been speculating about.
So Iran's nuclear program is a key sticking point. What else can you tell us about the failed U.S.-Iran ceasefire talks this weekend?
Well, I think you're right that the nuclear program is a sticking point, and it's been the main concern now for 23 years for the United States for multiple presidents. And I think Iran still wants to preserve some kind of face saving, even if it's very limited ability to enrich uranium for nuclear power purposes. My guess is that we could actually compromise on this, notwithstanding what the president just told Fox News, and wind up in a pretty good place. But I think there are other issues as well. As you know, Iran wants to be able to control traffic in and out of the Strait of Hormuz into the indefinite future. It wants sanctions and assets unfrozen so that it can re-engage in commerce. It wants promises that there won't be further attacks or threats to its regime leadership the way we've seen in the last 5 or 6 weeks. Some of these things, I think, could be negotiated. But I think Iran probably is still angry, seeking revenge. A lot of its top leaders have seen their family and friends killed in the last 5 weeks. My guess is that we could see a rough patch before we get to a resolution. There's a chance this ceasefire still holds or that it's built upon, but my guess is the odds are less than 50-50 on this thing going smoothly through the course of April.
Right. The current ceasefire is supposed to expire April 22nd. What other potential impacts should we be watching for?
It's not just oil. It's gas. It's fertilizer. All these things come out of the Persian Gulf, or the raw materials to make them come out of the Persian Gulf. It's actually helium to make advanced microchips. The world economy is being disrupted considerably, and we could see the effects double in the course of the next few weeks. So that's probably central thing number one. Central thing number two might be further attacks on the Gulf and Israel by Iran, although I think they're already doing more or less what they can in that regard, but they could keep firing, get some lucky shots, hit some big civilian assets. We could see a lot more casualties. That's a possibility. And then I'll just be intrigued to see whether President Trump is willing to be a little bit flexible on the nuclear issue. I think there are good ways for the United States to proceed and get 90% of what we wanted and prevent Iran from getting a nuclear weapon indefinitely into the future, while still giving Iran a little face-saving, limited ability to enrich uranium. So we'll have to see if President Trump winds up pursuing the art of the deal.